From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to focus on getting rid of Syria's president. The United States government says it will use Friday's talks on Syria to urge an end to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, Assad's two top allies. Here is EU Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
I believe it is very important that tomorrow here in Vienna we will have all the relevant actors, both regionally and internationally, relevant actors playing around the same table.
A U.S. State Department spokesman says the focus of the meeting is reaching a framework for a political transition in Syria. Protests and attacks in Jerusalem eased somewhat on Thursday, but tensions have flared in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed him. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. Tanzania's Electoral Commission announced Thursday that John Magufuli and his ruling CCM party has won last Sunday's election. Jill Craig has more.
Tanzania will soon have a new president in office after the Electoral Commission finalized its tabulations and announced that John Magufuli was elected with more than 58% of the vote. The election season has been a highly contested one after opposition candidate Edward Lowassa defected from ruling party CCM over the summer and launched a competitive opposition coalition. Lowassa has rejected the official results that gave him about 40% of the vote. Jill Craig, Dar es Salaam.
And this is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has elected Congressman Paul Ryan as its speaker. Speaker of the House is one of the most powerful positions in Washington and second in line of succession to the White House. The 45-year-old Republican from Wisconsin is the youngest person to become House Speaker in more than 100 years.
Und die Antwort wird kein einziger europäischer Nationalstaat.
Germany's foreign minister said Thursday that the European Union needs a common border protection policy. Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said the EU needs to be ready to share the migrant and refugee burden fairly. During a visit to Greece, Steinmeier said nations shifting the blame to others are not helping the situation. U.S. economic growth slowed in July, August, and September, expanding at an annual rate of just 1.5%. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department showed the gross domestic product expanded at less than half the rate of the previous quarter as consumer and business spending slowed. The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he aims to promote national reconciliation and to cut poverty during his second term. President Ouattara spoke Thursday with VOA's French to Africa service in Abidjan, a day after he was declared the winner of the October 25th election.
I want the country to be more democratic. I hope by the time of my last term in 2020 that Cote d'Ivoire will be seen as a model of democracy and also of the rule of law and, of course, of good economic progress.
Alassane Ouattara. A UN spokesman says 20 peacekeepers have been released by rebels in South Sudan. The official says 12 contractors are still being held by the rebels. The peacekeepers were detained on Monday while escorting a UN fuel barge on the Nile River. Work resumed Thursday on a new U.S. military airbase on Japan's southern island of Okinawa. It marks a victory for the central government of Japan over attempts by the island's governor to block a relocation of the base. Protesters gathered outside the construction site on Henoko Bay as workers arrived, several of the demonstrators sitting in the road and blocking the entrance. On a visit to Beijing Thursday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel urged China to resolve a South China Sea dispute with the United States in international courts. She said it was important the trade sea routes remain open despite the dispute. Germany and China signed various commercial agreements Thursday during Ms. Merkel's visit. And Australia and China will hold joint naval exercises in the South China Sea next week, that despite China's ire at the United States. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.